has another opportunity from a guided meditation. Especially if you have enough guided meditation, so. One more. Never mind. Happy to oblige. So comfortable? You think it's comfortable? And then sit down. Close your eyes. Just take a minute or two just to connect to your body. Which I mean, making that connection between your mind and the physical feelings in your body. So you can feel all these rough sensations. In particular, your body always shows you the parts which are aching, which are painful, which are sore. But in particular, meditation, for those of you who go to that whole period, it's about an hour. Long time to sit still. So in order to help reduce physical discomfort, and also as a first exercise in meditation, we become aware of our posture, starting with our legs. We feel our legs, not by touching them, but just with our mind. As I said yesterday, a very helpful ritual technique exercise is to ask your legs, are you comfortable in the position you're in, or would you like to be moved? And if the answer is, I can make my legs better by a tiny adjustment here, a tiny adjustment there, it's really well worth doing. Stitching time saves time. A little movement now saves a lot of discomfort later. Once your legs are comfortable, move on to your body. How are they now? Do they need to be moved? We will form our contacts. Sometimes when people are sitting, they fidget. The reason why is because they don't put their bottom in the comfortable position to begin with. So just ask, what's it you need to be moved? If not, then move upwards. To your back. Sometimes people move forward, sometimes people move back. They will not twist around. Without opening your eyes, feel how is your back now? Does it need to be stretched or drooped? How does your back want to be positioned? When you get it right, it's pretty comfortable. Next, your hands, your arms. Just get your hands in the comfortable position. Can be in your lap, can be on your knees, it doesn't really matter, as long as you feel comfortable down there. And be meticulous. Really put some care into getting your hands correct. When we are careful of every part of the meditation, find that meditation does go deeper. For many reasons, reducing possible discomfort, but also encouraging the attitude of caring, and also being aware. lastly, aware of your head. People do get headaches, tension headaches, only because we contract the muscles around our eyes and mouth and whatever. We don't keep our face loose, free. So, my phone is useful. It teaches me what relaxation is. I become aware of the muscles, especially around my eyes. I know them, I can squash them. Why can I just let them go? When I let go of those muscles around the eyes, it gets loose, free, open. Things are being stretched. And loose. That's like relaxation. You're not holding anything tight. You let go and let muscles go to their base default position. They relax. Muscles are like strings. Pull from both ends. Now, you loosen the tension. So what you need to do, relax, and loosen free. That's the muscles around my eyes. It teaches me what relaxation is. And it feels good. Relaxation always feels questionable. Tightness, stress, always feels a little bit painful. And then I can relax my body through the movement. I focus on still one or two remaining irritable spots in my body, or even painful parts of the body. There's always something there. So maybe your tummy. Zoom in. On the knee, that means aching. On the throat, it's still emptying, irritating. You focus your mind just by zooming in off Google Earth. Zoom in on the whole planet Earth, zoom in to Malaysia, zoom in to Senegal, zoom in to Getting Islands. Zoom in. Let you zooming into your body, just so you can be, fill your mindfulness just with the feeling of limitation in that one part of your body. Just dealing with one part at a time. And there you have this ache, this pain, this irritation. Make peace with it. Be kind. Be gentle, very, very patient, waiting in this moment. Always mindful of this invitation, but making peace with it, not trying to get rid of it, not being cruel to it, but being kind. Waiting in this moment. If you're doing this according to instructions, the irritation of pain gets less. You are listening, putting the cushion on that part of the body, which is a body's reaction to some sort of irritation or wound. And now, you are relaxed. You feel the whole area feel less achy, less irritating. You are soothing your own body. I can be coughing at the start of the meditation. Focus on that itch, calm it down. That is no problem. I know how to relax certain parts of my body on my own. Relaxing, easing. Just feeling that part of the body which is still rotating, which has not relaxed you. And just leaving this retreat, having learned that much, is a great benefit for my future health. Once the invitation is out, I pay this lesson considerably. Then I choose another part of the body. The body, whatever else, is irritating, painful, which is not really at peace. I focus on that, zooming on it. When you have a headache, zooming on it. Feel it fully. Get to know it. So I said this morning, we don't fight problems, we learn from them, deal with them. It's amazing just how that allows those problems to vanish. Just making peace, being kind, being gentle. When the body is totally relaxed, like waking up in the early morning, rested, cozy, another stressed quality of the body, you wake up first of the morning. Feel delight of relaxation. The reason why people pray hundreds and hundreds of dollars to go to the salts and relax on the beach. Here you do it on the sutra, far deeper, far cheaper. I want you to enjoy physical relaxation. So easy to let the body go and focus on the mind. We're doing exactly the same with our mind. Relaxing, making it peaceful, still, happy. So look at your mind, especially the peace of the time. How peaceful are you, or how agitated? Just like when I see making the body I assume. How I should be on that peaceful zone. After a while, you get to know what I mean. That's inside of you which tells you how peaceful or how agitated, disturbed you are. No, no, that's a pretty peaceful. It's a waste of time washing the breath or anything else. I just don't want to get off. If I wash my peace on the turn, and bring that mind more peaceful. And my meditations are a good foundation. And how do I do that? Helping to be here. Don't want to be anywhere else in the whole world. Just sitting in this hall, meditating, without a care in the world. Just like imagining the Lord sitting, without a care in the world, peaceful, calm. No need to attain anything anymore. No need to strive for enlightenment or dignities. Your Buddha. Your peace. Just imagine something like that. Tries to leave a lot of peace on the day. Really low. You can feel that peace. It's tangible. No noble truth, not wanting anything in the whole world. Any craving, just those meditations. Not try to develop a mind, but letting the mind be. Not trying to get places, but being where you already are. The treasure is right where you are. Let the arrow fall. It lands right between your feet. Right where you're standing. Here. And the fear of the peace starts to grow. So the past and the future just drop off the screen, making peace, being kind, being gentle to the now. When you're ready, ask yourself, are you breathing in or are you breathing out? How do you know? It's the way of picking up a feeling, a knowledge with the breath. As soon as you watch the breath, it might be a bit unnatural at first. Just make peace with your breath. Be kind to it. Be gentle and patient. concern, the vessel become relaxed and easy to wash. If it helps, we can imagine that you breathe in peace coming into your body and mind. Not just a word, but what does it mean, peace, calm, stillness? And when we imagine it or visualize it, imagine that coming in to your body and mind. Peace. Filling your lungs and fill your lungs and your body from your body to your mind. Peace. Whatever sicknesses, problems, difficulties you have, as you breathe out, breathe all the difficulties, all the pain, all the sickness, all the tension. Bring in peace. Bring down the calm. Just happy to be here. The treasure is right now. No need to look anywhere else. Just be here, content, easy, satisfied. We go deeper into the breath, deeper into the present. You can feel the peace building, the calm. As soon as this becomes delightful, easy to watch, you're happy here. Don't let anyone else. Just watching the face going. Watching the face calm. Without us watching our mind. Empty as the sky without a cloud. I'm going to put the microphone down. Speak again just before sleep. Now, 3 o'clock. It was the first meditation. We made it to